Ah, people are stupid. We are stupid.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
What now?
Now, you've probably seen this story, or you'll see it later today. A 22-year-old in California, 4-day sentence for DUI. Some states, I know Arizona, mandatory Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get out Monday morning if you get a DUI.
All right.
And so apparently in California, if you get a DUI, it's a 4-day sentence. So this guy gets a, Mark Schwartz is his name, not the broadcaster. He's 2 days into a 4-day sentence, and he escapes. He ran through the yard, scaled a fence with coils of razor wire on the top, cut himself badly, dropped into a pool of blood. They followed the blood. 6 hours later, he was on the side of a creek. They had to take him to the hospital, and he's going to do 1 year in prison now.
He just couldn't do the 3 days.
Well, what they thought he had like mental issues or drugs,
well,
and they said that wasn't the case.
Maybe he freaked out like you in my car.
Yes.
He just had to run.
No, there's no mental
Pull
issues.
Over
he
now.
Just had to run.
I admit, Kemper, you always recite that, and you were never there.
I heard it from Jerry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's exactly what Jerry said.
Well, you know how someone would say that, and you'd go, okay, well, it'll be okay. No,
I said, stop the car.
Eventually,
I'll punch you.
Eventually, the seriousness dawned on me, and I pulled over.
Yes.
See,
yes.
I was nice when I said pull over now, but apparently you said I'll punch you in the nads.
Well, if you're gonna tell the story.
Yeah, he was just. He had to get out.
I had to get out.
So maybe this guy in jail had to get out.
Had to get out.
Yeah, why would you scale razor wire? It's only 3 days.
Yeah.
And you're guilty, probably, right?
A year in prison now.
Now, there's a new survey out that says people who kick your seat are the worst people to sit next to on an airplane or behind, in front of, whatever. People who kick your seat, and that is common.
Yes.
Right?
And in movie theaters,
too. Movie theaters and even restaurants if you're in a booth.
I disagree. On a flight, nothing worse than the person who takes their shoes off. Have you flown lately?
Yes, yes.
A lot of people do it. A lot of people. I'm amazed at the amount of. And you always see the photo on Facebook or Twitter, the guy on a business trip on a Tuesday morning flying, and then he takes a picture of his seatmate, and they have their shoes off.
What about the talker?
What?
I'd rather have the shoes off than
the talker. I'd rather have the shoes off than the talker. Yeah.
Because I'm the talker. I can't shut up. You know?
Really?
It's always I'm always on that early flight. I'm coffeeed up. I'm doing a little morning show for my row.
I put my headphones in and they're not plugged in. Just so I don't have to talk to someone.
So the perception is that don't bother me, I'm listening.
Well, a lot of people put those noise canceling headphones on.
Yes.
But yeah, who takes their shoes off on a flight? What is that?
I think a lot of people do, right?
I think a lot of people do too.
Why?
You're just assuming people
have
why is it rude?
Why is it rude?
Take your shoes off. I don't care.
And your feet are under the seat in front of you. It's not like you can see them.
Well, if I'm sitting right here in your effing
lap. Come on over, Jerry. Come on over, buddy.
An airline is a little tighter space than, you know, you're not at home on the couch. Why? How about some civility here?
But if you have socks, don't the socks kind of hide the stink?
No. Socks stink. Who are these
people?
You're
assuming that everyone that takes their shoes off have stinky feet.
Okay.
That's what you're assuming.
No,
yes.
I'm assuming it's just rude.
Really?
Stinky or not. What are you taking your shoes off in public?
You know what? I paid for my seat. I want to be comfortable.
So it's all, it's all about you. It's all about you. Not the person to your left or the person
Screw
to your
them.
Right.
They bought their own seat. They can do whatever they want.
Okay, so when the guy next to you starts clipping his toenails, I hope you're okay with it. Right? He paid for his seat.
As long as the nails go towards the aisle, I don't care.
You don't fly because you don't know what you're talking about because you never fly. Fly.
Yeah, but Jerry, you don't even see people's
take
feet,
it,
though.
Up to 821-9696. If you're on an airliner and people are taking their shoes off, kosher or not.
Well, I think it's different if you're taking your shoes off and you're hiking your feet up the seat next to you or you're crossing your legs.
Well, that's what they do.
Okay.
Your feet are off.
Right. Wait a minute. If you take your shoes off and you've got them crossed underneath the seat in front of you where you cannot see my feet, well, how is that bothering
If I can't see your feet, I don't know your shoes are off.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think that's worse than the person that reclines? Because I stopped reclining because of you.
Look.
You made me stop reclining.
But nobody reclines.
I always recline.
Because you're a dick. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Because
no,
you
never
are
knew.
All about you.
But I never
You
knew.
Would take your shoes off. You would recline
because
you don't
care. I don't
take my
shoes off.
Care.
I don't take my shoes off.
In a what does George say on Seinfeld? We live in a society here.
Yes.
We live in a society here. Keep your effing shoes
I
on.
I just never knew that there was a rule about the seat.
Did you unbutton your pants in the restaurant when you're done eating too and go, whew? Christy does.
I do. I unbutton my shirt when I'm done, Jerry. It's not my pants.
I don't. I'm just saying. I think it's rude, but I don't think it's the worst infraction.
I don't think it's the worst infraction.
I think it's
either.
Way on
I
my list.
I think it's one of many.
Kicking.
It's. I would never
up going to the bathroom.
It's not so bad that I would speak up, but I just shake my head.
Well, if
I would
you
have
see my feet,
a
you
problem
would.
With
I just
somebody
shake
kicking the back of my seat
head.
Than looking at their
I
bare
have
feet.
Hobbit feet. That would be disgusting,
well,
dude.
Well, see, that's why you have to keep
yes.
them hidden under the seat
I
in front
like
of you.
I have hair on my toes.
Yeah, but you had you'd have socks on.
Yes. I. Holy
right,
crap.
Right, right. All you right. could use a toenail to thwart a hijacking.
I could.
You
could
cut
start
the hijacker's throat with your toenail.
I could.
Torg's toenail the shank.
TSA would actually clip Torg's toenails.
They pull them out of line.
They would. Dan, go ahead.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hey, I flew to Amsterdam one time, and I had to take my shoes off because my feet swelled up.
Okay.
How they...
Being in a plane that long, seated, I've heard about that. People flying to Hawaii because it's such a long flight. You got to worry about yeah. your extremities if you don't get up and walk.
But
or
your
take
corns
off.
Hurt there, Gladys?
Well, it doesn't bother me as much as people. When on the way back, I sat next to a guy that was sleeping and he farted in his sleep.
Yeah, farting. Farting.
Yeah, flight, that's bad.
Flight farters will trump the shoes off. I'll give you that. Yeah,
flight
some
farters.
People's stomach, they get travel tummy.
Yeah, but you got to get up then.
You get travel tummy, and yeah, well, all of a sudden you're sitting there reading your Sky Mall magazine, and you go, who did? And everyone starts looking around, right?
I do the looking around. Yeah. I always do
and
that.
You're the, yeah, cause you're
and
the
I'm
one
the
who
one
did
who
it.
Does it, absolutely. Chris, what's going on, dude?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. It is completely unacceptable to take your shoes off.
Thank you. Like, yeah, these guys don't know.
And then the one better that I went to breakfast the next morning at the hotel, and a guy showed up at breakfast in the lobby with no shoes on.
Okay, now, come on. Hey, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
We're living in an age where people in Walmart wearing pajama bottoms.
Hold it. So you're
terrible.
If you're in a hotel and you walk in the lobby or go to the car and you're supposed, I've done it where I haven't had
because
any shoes on.
Because you're a pig. That's what I'm saying.
When I walk through a lobby without any shoes,
you think it's acceptable to pee in the pool. That's what I. That's who you are. Of course, you don't think there's a problem with that.
I understand.
We know you by now.
I know. I understand. People take offense to peeing in the pool, even though it's chlorine and it's clean. But but I understand that. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
If that's your thing. That's your thing. Right. But I will argue with you on that. But I get it. But what if you get up? You have to get something in your car. You don't have people, it's summer out, and you just walk to your car without any shoes. That's a big deal. I'm walking through a lobby without shoes and socks on. Why is that a big deal?
I would frown upon that. If I saw you walking through the lobby with no shoes
but
on.
But you don't frown about TV sitting next to someone on a flight for 4 hours?
No,
have we
off,
gotten
no.
to a point where it's just too much work to put shoes
yes!
on? I mean, it's like the sweatpants thing. I mean, we can't even put pants on anymore. We got to wear sweatpants.
It's come to this.
Or those sleep pants. You know, you always see that gal walking through Target in those pajama
yes,
bottoms. You
pajama
go, what
bottoms.
Are you doing?
Women wear pajama bottoms a lot.
Do you own a mirror?
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't care. It's all about comfort. And quite honestly, you're fitting in with all the other Walmartians when you go and you have pajama
That's
pants.
No,
true.
It's Target,
you're
Christy. Target. It's on
well,
this
whatever.
Show.
You
well,
see it in public.
It's more Walmart
point.
Than Target.
Yes. Michael Evans, 3 minutes, QFM 96.